Psychologists, doctors, and researchers tell us that our personalities are clearly formed and defined even as toddlers. Studies indicate that by the time we're in the third grade, most of our inner motivations, coping skills, and personal preferences have been established. Before we even get close to the teenage years, we have become most of who we are to become. In most cases, we develop a defensive strategy in our formative years that we will wear like a mask through the rest of our life. We begin repeating this cycle of responding to experiences in certain ways and then have it reinforced by the traumas of life, death, divorce, betrayal, loss, renewal. No doubt our personalities incline us toward relating to the world in particular ways. Very quickly we learn what works and what doesn't work, how to get attention and how to avoid it, when to speak and when to remain silent. Simply put, we encounter life and learn that it does not indeed revolve around us. We are forced to learn to accommodate life on its own terms. We may be blessed with loving parents in an affluent household, but we must still face getting cut from the team, making the bad grade, being rejected by the cute girl at the dance. Or we may have grown up in an impoverished, abusive home and worked hard for good grades for a scholarship out of our circumstances. In either case, we became conditioned to expect life to work a certain way, as well as conditioned to interact with those around us in particular ways. In short, we learned that life is not fair, that it doesn't yield to our wishes, and that faith without a lot of hard work can be excruciatingly disappointing. We learned the street lessons that you cannot learn in the classroom, the educational tools that must be acquired in the alleys of altercation and tunnels of treachery. If we don't defend ourselves, we will be run over. If we don't ask for what we want and take it, no one will read our mind and give it to us. If we don't fight for ourselves, then we're afraid we'll never get ahead. Consequently, each of us learns, adapts, and adjusts to facing life in the wake of our personal disappointments, private loss.